Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jan speaking. Supervisor on the floor, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about somebody, I don't know how, got my credit card number and is buying stuff from you all.
Alrighty. Can I have your zip code in order to locate an account for you?
Okay. 34205. This is, oh my God, this is crazy.
34205?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty.
Jesus.
Oh. Alrighty, I'm just trying to locate an account here. First and last name, ma'am?
My name is Pamela Primus.
All right, I'm not locating an account under that first and last name.
Well, the other lady, she told me she didn't either, but she finally found it.
All right, and I didn't get any account information sent over to me. I do apologize. So I will have to ask you for some information to get back to that account. Let's see here. Let me see if I can... Alrighty. Yes, ma'am. Can I please have your the first six digits and the last four digits of the card number?
You want the first what now?
First six digits and the last four digits of the card number.
Okay, so you want the card number. That would be 4447962514 12.
I'm sorry, I do apologize. Can you start over for me? You said 4-4?
4-7.
Mm-hmm.
4-6.
All right, and now the last
wait,
four.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I got it wrong. That's 4-4-4-7-9-6.
All right, and now the last four digits of the card.
It's 9-4-7-1.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Now, this account is in the name of Robin Chacon. I don't know. Alrighty.
I don't know either.
Can you verify a shipping address for me?
Yes, 701 17th Avenue West, Bradenton, Florida, 34205.
Alrighty. Thank you for that. Alrighty. Now, the that's not the address that I have on file, but you are stating that this is fraud. Just for the record, can you verify that last four digits of the card number once again?
Yeah, that's 9471.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. What about an email address? Do you have
I don't have an email address.
All righty. Can I have your first and last name, ma'am?
Pamela. Last name Primus, P-R-I-M-O-U-S.
All righty, thank you for that. What about a phone number? Can you verify a phone number for me?
Yes, 813-4812419.
All righty, now that's the number that I do have on the account here. Just allow me a few more moments to look over the account details. Alrighty, yes, ma'am. Now, this account is for a keto product, all natural dietary product that helps rid the body of toxins while increasing metabolism and energy. And you are stating that this is a fraudulent charge, so you don't, you didn't authorize the charge of $6.70 as well as $7.45 to be paid on December 8th?
No.
All right.
And no charges for the day either.
Yes, ma'am. And I do see where they did charge you today. So that was what was happened. It looks like that trial was started due to the fact that you are stating that these are fraudulent charges and you did not authorize anyone here to use your card. I will go ahead and get the charges refunded in full for you, but we will have to contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used to place the order online. Your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place, and they will prosecute anyone who has used your card or without your knowledge. So I just want to make sure that there's no one in your household that could have
Ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All righty. All right, just allow me a few moments. I'll go ahead and get these refunds processed for you.
Okay, now my car company gave me this number here that I'm speaking to, but they gave me another number for some skinny something. 844-426-0128. Is that you as well?
I'm not sure, ma'am. Is it any one of the charges of 9290 or 9189?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's 9290 for today and 9199 for today.
Yep, 9189. Yes, ma'am. I will be refunding those charges for you.
Okay.
All righty. Just allow me a few moments to do so.
If it weren't Christmas time, God knows when I would have found out about it. I guess it just kept billing me. It's the only way I found out, because I tried to use the card by the kids for Christmas and can't.
Oh, wow. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for the inconvenience. But we will pass this account over to the local authorities in order to see if they can get track down whoever using your card without your knowledge.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when do the forms go back on there?
Once I process the refunds, they will, normally standard refund protocol is 3 to 5 business days. But it just really depends on your bank.
It's a credit card company.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am, I am still here just working on the account. Just allow me a few more moments.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just here working on these refunds. We're getting those processed for you. Just a few more seconds.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
All righty, ma'am. Now, I did go ahead and get those refunds processed for you. You should be receiving those refunds back within the next 3 to 5 business days, one in the amount of $91.89, another in the amount of $92.90, one in the amount of $7.45, and another in the amount of $6.70. You should be receiving all four of those refunds within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. This account has been canceled. Do you have a cancellation number for the account?
Ma'am?
Did the young lady provide you a cancellation number for the account?
No, she didn't.
All righty. Now, I can go ahead and give you that. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
All righty. Cancellation number is as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
D as in David.
Mm-hmm.
612.
612.
166.
166.
D as in David, 71.
Mm-hmm. 71.
Yes,
okay.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.